Monday is traditionally the 4-H Achievement Day. I believe that they are going to be out at the Rock Barn entering for Achievement Day from 9 to 10:30. One of the things on 4-H is that the youth must do their work on their assigned projects, meaning assigned is a project that they have enrolled in this year, and they will be doing conference judging, so the young people will be visiting with judges out at the Rock Barn to discuss their projects. This gives the judges a good idea of the scope of the individual's knowledge of the project. The Rock Barn has an adult division, a youth division, horticulture, nursing home, and learning centers. All of those will be accepting exhibits between 8:30 and 5 on, again, this is on Tuesday. Floriculture, I'm going to jump ahead because I'm on a roll here. Floriculture comes in on Thursday, and that is because the cut flowers have a shorter life span, and it works out best for them for a good display. If you're interested in seeing a good display at the Rock Barn, I would suggest coming in possibly on Wednesday. 4-H will need to remove some of their items that have been selected to go down to State Fair, and usually they do that on Thursdays. The Rock Barn is open to all individuals. It is not restricted to any particular organization, so we are delighted to see exhibits from anyone in the area, especially in the youth division as well. We are not only just 4-H. Jacob Hall, several years ago, was a 4-H member who was able to go to nationals with his barbecue contest. That is on Tuesday.